Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Good morning to another regular rainy Thursday morning, inching closer to Friday. It is 25th of July 2019 and people have tendency to complain about bills. Sometimes they're inflated, sometimes they're not duly filled, but sometimes they are hurriedly brought in hordes, especially if your name is Amit Shah and you are the de facto ruler of India. For people who can't recall the press conference for Prime Minister where Amit Shah was answering questions, don't be a dissenter, you might just be designated terrorist, especially if you're an urban Maoist, so what if you haven't even read Mao? Why is the opposition called anti-national every time we disagree with the government on issues of national security, policing? That's not me, that was a question by Mahua Moitra, as she made sure she kept dissent alive. But if you want to hear a yet another fantastic speech, go listen to Asaduddin Owaisi, taking down both Congress and BJP and taking them to task over the amendments to the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Bill that was passed in the Lok Sabha yesterday with 287 votes in its favour and 8 against it after the opposition walked out in protest, calling it draconian. Well, once this passes, the government can designate individuals suspected to have terror links as terrorists. Quite familiar with how terror group functions, defending the changes, Home Minister Amit Shah said, "Terrorism is in people's tendency, not in organizations. There's a need for a provision to declare an individual as a terrorist. The UN has a procedure for it, the US has it, even Pakistan has it. China, Israel, European Union, everyone has done it. But everyone also has paper ballots. Will Home Minister bring that in as well? Well, I'm not dissenting, but sometimes the numbers do. And then what to do? Well, in case you haven't heard, the most amazing news to come out, that communal violence had shown a declining trend in recent years. Do you believe it? Well, be careful while dissenting. You might just be tagged as urban Maoist for being smart enough to see through the bullshit like this one. Well, Junior Home Minister G. Kishan Reddy told Parliament yesterday that there was no common pattern to the lynchings, even as videos of people, read certain minority, being kicked, beaten and lynched for not saying Jai Shri Ram keep surfacing. Anyway, this was not the kicker. The kicker, perhaps, was when the minister told Rajya Sabha that communal violence had shown a declining trend in recent years, while at the same time admitting that the National Crime Records Bureau had stopped compiling such data since 2017. However, he said the IB continues to collate such data, and according to it, incidents of communal violence had declined from 823 in 2013 to 708 in 2018. As for 2016 and 2017 figures, he did not cite them. And returning back to the senior Home Minister, not the junior one, Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a panel of 4 cabinet ministers to examine ways to prevent workplace sexual harassment, a ministry spokesman said yesterday as activists criticized the official response to the hashtag MeToo movement. Well, the new panel, which includes Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, was set up last week. Before we head to international news, let's take a detour via Hyderabad's drunk drivers and their jugaad with WhatsApp to beat the police patrols. Now, several groups are being created on WhatsApp, this popular messenger app, to alert each other about various checkpoints across the city so that others can skip them and take an alternate route. Well, the demand to be a part of such groups is really on the rise, which is their number is also increasing. There are also cases where drivers are available on rent to help a drunk person cross a particular checkpoint beyond which the vehicle will be handed over to the owner. And with that, we head to international news, where it seems that lynching is a South Asian phenomenon or a favorite pastime. 8 people have been killed in vigilante lynchings in Bangladesh, sparked by rumors on social media. Read Facebook of children being kidnapped and sacrificed as offerings for the construction of a mega bridge, according to the police. The victims, who include 2 women, were targeted by angry mobs over the rumors spread mostly on Facebook that said human heads were required for the massive $3 billion project. Police Chief Javed Patwari said in Dhaka, more than 30 other people have been attacked in connection with these rumors. And now, coming to the Donald. Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller emphasized yesterday he had not exonerated Donald Trump of obstruction of justice, as the president has claimed, but his long-awaited congressional testimony did little to add momentum to any Democratic impeachment ambitions, and Trump heartily declared victory. This was a very big day for the Republican Party, and you could say this was a great day for me, but I don't even like to say that, is what Trump said. Well, in case you missed out on the Apollo anniversary stories, there is this one that you may have missed. In 2014, the hospital, Mercy Health Fairfield Hospital, where Neil Armstrong was recovering and had died, well, they secretly paid Armstrong's family $6 million in a wrongful death settlement after the astronaut and Apollo moonwalker died due to complications following a cardiovascular procedure, according to the New York Times. The Times report not only makes the settlement public, but confirms that Armstrong's family was paid as part of a wrongful death and survival claim. Before we say our goodbyes, here's a word from newly installed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who yesterday promised to deliver Brexit on October 31st with no ifs or buts, and prove wrong the doubters, the doomsters, the gloomsters. So don't be a doubter, you will be labelled as a doomster, gloomster, or if in India, a dissenter. That is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, you be safe and healthy. Goodbye from takeapart.in.